Morning. Happy Sunday to you all. Now, before we get into today's podcast, I'd like to take just a quick second to wish all of the mothers a happy Mother's Day for each and every one of you guys, and wishing your moms a happy Mother's Day for your significant others, for the ones that have kids. Happy Mother's Day to them as well. And I hope you guys all treat them with the love and respect needed to treat them and make them feel like the queens they are. So, with that said, let's jump into today's Big Time Ballers podcast. There it is, folks. If you ain't first, you're last. And that's a great segue into today's episode. In today's episode, we're going to highlight a few folks in the league who were the first to do some really special things in the league. You know, some things that there'll never be another first after that, right? You know, like they say, there's no love like a mother's love, right? And it's kind of your one first true love. And so today, I think this all ties in and makes sense that we're going to be talking about people that have done some really remarkable things, and they were the first to do them. So the four people we're going to be talking about today are Bill, Luke, Shady, and Chris. That's right. Those are the first. Those are the names that we're going to go over in regards to people that have done a few firsts in the league that I want to talk about. And the first one is, we're going to jump into Bill. And obviously, you can't have a conversation in regards to championships without speaking about Bill, right? And Bill was the first ever champion of the League of Legends, being the first guy to win it back in 2014. He actually, and I wanted to put this note in here to kind of give some of you a little hope as well. He won his championship with a losing record. So he was 6-7 and, you know, made it to the playoffs and just had one of the most amazing playoff runs in league history. With a guy at running back that seemed like it was before Cam was even born, because Cam didn't even know who the guy was. But it was amazing to see. And, you know, I put that out there just to let you guys know that it doesn't matter what your regular season looks like. You know, just all you need is a shot. Just need a chance to make the playoffs. You know, yes, it's great to have a lot of wins, you know, fight to win the division and all of that stuff. And, that's great accomplishment. But, you know, I wanted to put it out there for the guys that feel like they don't have a chance, you know, sometimes halfway through the season. I wanted to use Bill as your inspiration, right? Every time you think you don't have a shot because things aren't going your way, just look at Bill and said, well, if he did it, maybe I could too. Probably easier said than done, but at least there's always a chance. And, you know, just to touch on that a little bit too, and, you know, Bill, and again, right, trying to give some of you folks hope. You know, Bill now has scored, you know, second most career wins in the league, right? And And part of why I wanted to put that note in there too is just to let you guys know in Bill's push for his first championship, you know, despite having a losing record, you know, he's pushed his way to now having the second most wins in league history in a career. He's just two wins behind the number one team. So just keep your head up, guys. Just keep going. As you know, with that, with his fight and determination, he now has two championships to his name. So, you know, just don't ever give up, guys. It's a process. It takes time. And Bill is a true testament of that, right? You know, he pretty much checks every single box for the stats that I keep for career, right? So he's got wins, he's got losses, you know, he's got 6 playoff wins, which is tied for second most all time. He's got a division title, he's got a scoring title. And just to put that in perspective, there are 6 other teams in the league that have no scoring titles, no division titles. And this one is going to shock you even more. The great world boss. That's right. The great world boss doesn't even have a scoring or a division title. So don't ever give up, guys. First name on the list, Bill, being the first team to ever win a championship in the League of Legends. Now on to number 2. And it's Luke. That's right. Luke, back in 2020, week 4 of 2020 season, Luke became the first team to 50 wins. That's right, the first team to ever record 50 wins in league history over their career was Luke. And with that, it then translated into Luke being the first person to ever get a week dedicated to him. So, first team to 50 wins, first person to have a week dedicated to them. And, you know, with that, you know, Luke still continues to lead the league in total career wins. So, you know, guys, it's just, like I said, you know, if you ain't first, you're last. But sometimes being last can be motivation, right? You know, it can be, you know, hopefully things like this are going to kind of push you to say, all right, you know, here was a guy that, you know, let's just quickly come back to, right? So look at Bill, right? Didn't have greatest regular season, but found a way to win. And now he's almost at the top of the league and wins, right? Here's Luke, first guy that just was consistent, just keep pushing, leading the league and wins, right? So it's these two guys, it goes to show that, you know, one, don't need to have the best regular season to still do great things. And two, when you do great things, it pays off as well, right? So I think this is a great comparison between these guys, and I'm just really impressed at what Luke has been able to do over the years. Number 3, Shady. That's right. Shady is coming in at number 3. And you guys are wondering, what was Shady the first to do in the league? Well, if you guys remember when the NFL added the extra week, you know, we were trying to figure out, what do we do with that week? And Mark came up with a great idea. As for week 8 being the rivalry week, you know, we came up with the ultimate rival. So Shady in 2021, when the ultimate rival award was established, Shady became the first league ultimate rival by dropping a week 8 high score against Jason. So the cool thing about this is that, you know, week 8, you know, it's the only week in the regular season that you can win money, right? You know, throughout the season, you know, we play for all these other trophies and stuff, but week 8 is the only week where there's some sort of, you know, there's money tied to it, right? And Shady was the first guy to be crowned the league's first ultimate warrior. You know, obviously you got $100 for his accomplishment, and you know, it was cool, right? Because even week 6 of that year, you know, he was a front runner for the Commissioner Special Award, right? So he was having a pretty decent season that year, but unfortunately someone came in late and kind of snuck that away from him. But Nevertheless, Shady, first ever Ultimate Warrior. Something that no one else will ever be able to say. Good job, Shady. And you know what they say, you save the best for last. All right, let me stop it. I don't want to piss Bill off. There's a reason why Bill's at the top of the list. But when it comes to Chris, you know, there's a lot of firsts. And, you know, I could have easily put Chris at the top of the list, but I think Bill deserves to be the first name mentioned here. But when we go to Chris, you know, I'm going to start it off with something as simple as this. He's the first man to be called the GOAT. And, you know, that's not a term we throw around lightly, but it's kind of hard to ignore it, right? So let's kind of just quickly go down, just a quick three high-level bullets. You know, as I just mentioned, first man to be called the GOAT. First and only person to have won back-to-back championships. First person to have his own page. He's also the first person to have a trophy named after him, which Cam won last year. So there's so many things that Chris has done in this league that it's hard for us not to call the man the GOAT, right? He's proven year over year that he's unstoppable, right? He's just, you know, again, we can even add first person to three championships, right? So there's so many firsts for Chris. I don't know if we can even spell the word first without Chris in there somehow. But, you know, like I said, I think every time I talk about Chris now, it's one of those where I just say the GOAT and everything speaks for itself. So there you have it, folks. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Wish your moms happy Mother's Day. And great job to you guys on this list. Bill, first ever championship. Luke, first man to have his own week named after him. Shady, first Ultimate Warrior. And Chris, the first man to be called the GOAT. You guys have done amazing things in the league. Looking forward to another wonderful season with you guys. As always, thank you for listening to another episode of the Big Time Ballers Podcast. Until next week, take care, guys.